Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Perfect timing. It's always great timing to have Sam Crenshaw. I'm a perfect timing today to discuss the NCAA and its ruling yesterday that seniors in spring sports, baseball, softball, track, and field, can go back and have another year of eligibility next year because they missed out on their year. But that obviously is not going to apply to high schools because there ain't going to be no spring. If you graduate, you're done, you know, unless you want to go back for another year of high school. And I'm pretty sure most kids don't want to do that. That's just a guess. Sam Crenshaw joining us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Always great to catch up with you. Sam, our friend and colleague, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing like everybody else. I've had a chance to experience being in the mobile or virtual Kia studios. Greg Clarkson and I had a chance to experience that Sunday morning. It's a little different, but you know what? We're going to carry on and do what we have to do and bring people information because we're one of the sources, and we have to be the source, especially for sports, and when the games start going again. But between now and then, like you said, John, there's a lot to go on, and this is a crucial time of year for high school seniors. You said they may not want to go back to high school. Some of us wouldn't mind going back to high school for a year. You know, that wouldn't be bad. But for them, no, it's time for them to move on. And so I've talked with a number of coaches and athletic directors, and as you might imagine, there's a great deal of concern about what to do about them. I've talked to some athletic directors. I talked with Stephen Kraft yesterday from Fulton County. I talked with Kirk Miller from Henry County. They're doing things to help give an extra push. Now, obviously, you have things like huddle and things like that they put their clips on and information on for college coaches to see. But the high schools are trying to do an extra push down in Henry County. Kirk Miller's getting like something that all-inclusive for all the spring sports athletes and give it another push from the school system. Fulton County each day is encouraging the school to do a senior spotlight on Twitter. Just some information with photos or a clip of a senior athlete in a spring sport. Just to give them that something extra. It's a troubling time for them, for sure.
So, Mr. Crenshaw, how is this going to affect, like, spring sports, like baseball and things of that nature, and kids that aren't going to get this season in their senior year? How are they going to be evaluated?
Wow, it's going to be difficult because we got to think. Well, the one thing about spring sports, a lot of the spring sports are played big at the club level, and they're going to have to lean on that a little bit more, I suppose, whatever videos they may have from the club team they played on. But what about the kid who's counting on having that big spring? That kid who's on the track team who wants to be able to say, hey, I'm state champion, I'm all region, I'm all state, and the difference it can make in the college scholarship offer that they get. Or baseball. My goodness, kids who are counting on that baseball season to get an offer at all, or the kids at the top end who may already have the big Division I scholarship tucked away, who wants to have that big spring to decide whether or not to go straight to the pros. There's a lot of stuff out there right now as far as those sports go. And right now, GHSA, the board of directors, trustees of the Georgia High School Association, will have a meeting later this week, obviously a virtual meeting, that will help them try to decide what, if anything, they can do. Right now, with schools down until the end of April, there's not a whole lot of room in May to even start up a season. If you're able to go that time, do you just have some scrimmages and allow the seniors to be acknowledged before graduation and commencement? That's, you know, those are some of the ideas they're going to toss around this week.
We're talking with our old friend Sam Crenshaw. And one thing that, Sam, you know, we talk so much about, you know, and it's a topic of discussion, and not only on our show with Hugh and I, but also on your show with you know, Greg, or, you know, just in general in the media in this town about how great the high school football talent is in Atlanta, and it's great, and that it's a better basketball town than people realize. What people don't realize, I think, to some degree, is just how great a baseball town Atlanta is.
Each and every spring, you look in the first two and three rounds of the baseball draft, and you may have about a dozen players from Georgia and from the metro Atlanta area get selected. We are a hotbed for baseball. You're absolutely right about that, John. And especially out in Cobb County, my goodness, every school out there potentially is a state championship contender. And so they hate to lose this time. They really hate to lose this time because it's a great showcase that they have. And you talk about Cobb County, you know, be it at Pope, be it at Allatoona, be it at Lassiter, be it at Cale. Harrison always had strong baseball programs. Sprayberry is renowned for having strong baseball programs down through the years. Those kids are all sitting right now, and all they can do is make videos. What they're encouraged to do is make videos if they can to show the college coaches that they are working out. If you don't have weights at your house, you know, fill up a couple of gallon milk jugs and do some things with them. There are a lot of young people who are being creative in the things that they're able to do and putting those pictures out. Also, please, social media, keep it clean. You know, John and you, during this downtime, we have idle time on our hands. Things show up on social media. Sometimes you wish. I saw a picture of me show up on social media this last week from about 40 years ago. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So we encourage our young people, if they got idle time, be careful what you post out there, especially if you know the coaches are looking at you right now, because that's really what the college coaches are leaning on right now, what they see from you, since they can't meet you in person.
Yeah, no question about that. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Sam Crenshaw, 92.9 The Game host on sportsradio.com. I mean, on the wayforward.com hotline, excuse me. But yeah, Sam, speaking to that, a lot of these kids around this time, they would be visiting colleges right now. How is this going to affect them committing to a school when they can't even take an official visit?
Wow, and I'm glad you asked that question. I talked with J.R. Dorman down at West Georgia yesterday. He's a linebacker coach down there. There's a lot of recruiting in this area. And I asked him, I said, Coach, how are you guys handling this type thing? And he said, you know, the thing they're doing right now is being in touch with the high school coaches. They're emailing the high school coaches for the information they will get. May is spring football month. If spring football doesn't happen in this state, that is going to be a big loss, because you and John, that's when the college coaches or representatives from college football programs get to come to the state. They get to meet the players face to face. They get to watch them practice, and they get to go into the hallways of the schools, talk to the principals, talk to the teachers, find out who's got some good and bad character. That's a very crucial time. And if they're not able to have spring football this year, it goes to June. And John, those are those camps. Well, several years ago, satellite camps, but it's been put a premium on the kids going to those camps to meet the college coaches face to face. Remember several years ago, you know, Nick Saban was screaming and yelling about, you know, Jim Harbaugh and Urban Meyer coming into the South to hold these camps. Those camps are going to have an extra premium now if spring football goes around, just for kids to participate and be seen in person and make contact with those coaches.
Sam Crenshaw with John and Hugh. Hugh, I mean, when you think back to your junior year in high school and the leap that you may have made from a junior to a senior as a football player, I mean, something here. And as a result, I would think that if you think about your playing days and the jump that you were able to make, that these players are going to be misevaluated to some degree, and you're going to have some really good players fall to smaller colleges, miss out on the Major League Draft, and things of that nature, where we could get kind of an interesting little imbalance kind of take place.
Yeah, I think that, you know, what's probably going to happen, John, like you said, guys are going to fall through the cracks, but it could be a good thing for some other schools, you know. And I think what Sam said, too, is relevant. You got to be creative. You have to be creative, and you have to figure out other ways to try to get seen and stay in shape, because that's going to be the hardest thing right now for everybody is to try to figure out how to stay in shape. Speaking of staying in shape, Mr. Crenshaw, what have you been doing with yourself since you've had all this downtime, been hanging out at the house? Do you have a honey-do list that you have to do?
Yes, the honey-do list is it grows every day. It's always something that I overlooked. That's why we have our wives. They remind us of those things. But I've been getting out, and there's a walking trail, hiking trail in the park nearby. And at some point each and every day, I managed to make my way over there, just put my headsets on, put on some music, and just tune everything out and just walk. It's not the same as going to the gym, obviously, and I've become a bit of a spin class person, so I'm missing that terribly. But I do get out and participate in that. And the walking trail hasn't been too crowded as we're paying attention to social distancing. So I haven't had any problems as far as that goes. So let me get now. Have you guys been able to keep it moving?
Well, see, I have a Stairmaster here in my apartment, so I've been on that. But as far as being outside, only time I go outside, Mr. Crenshaw, is when I go to the grocery store. That's it. And if I don't have to go to the grocery store, I'm not leaving. I mean, I was that guy a couple of weeks ago when I didn't think it was a big deal, that I was like, oh, I'm going to do this, that, and the third. But when I started seeing how serious it was, I'm staying my butt in the house. I'm staying my butt in the house.
Yeah. And that's what, unfortunately, we talk about recruits. That's what our young people are having to do. The one thing about it is they're so present on social media, and a lot of things happen in the virtual world. We're discovering the virtual world a little more right now, the way we're having to work. But that's the thing that they really relate to. I talked with Kareem Reed. He's the coach at Griffin High School. And right now, Zoom, everybody's meet the coaching staffs, meet on Zoom. He meets with the players on Zoom. They're doing Google Classrooms with the position coaches. And they're slowly, gradually doing install, each week. They're able to do things like that at the high school level. And I was looking forward to his spring game because Griffin was supposed to play Cedar Grove in the spring game. We're missing some good spring games if this doesn't happen, folks. The one they're going to have at Lakewood Stadium between Westlake and Mays. And if you're familiar with that part of town, those two communities kind of back up to each other. Last year I went to that spring game, and there must have been about 30 recruiters from all over from the West Coast and everywhere to watch the talent on those two teams. I was looking forward to that game being played at Lakewood Stadium, and that's going to go by the board. That's one of the things we miss out on, but not having spring football. They'll make up for it with scrimmages, but I tell you what, you and John, we wonder what it's going to look like with these guys at the high school level. Now, at the college and professional level is something else, but the high school level, you really count on getting as many reps as you can get in because you're going to start in August and play games. If you don't have it, you wonder what it's going to look like, the caliber of play, especially if you had a coaching change, if you got a lot of young players coming in, you guys got who are transferring over. You just kind of wonder what you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big concern, too, because, you know, this is all the spring ball time, the time you're starting to implement the playbook and all the other stuff, not getting that quality time that you need. So I'm going to say this, Mr. Chris, it's probably going to be sloppy. Like, you know, when they talk about bringing the NBA back, it's probably going to be a little sloppy initially. And it'll pick up as we get into it. But the biggest thing is I think the kid's going to have to stay in shape. They just have to figure out a way to stay in shape. You know, they got to go old school. Got a deck of cards that, you know, like we used to flip back in the day. And whatever you flip, that's how many push-ups you do.
Right, exactly. Yep. Sam, it's always great catching up with you. And we are going to lean on you a little bit for some of these updates because you are, you know, I don't know anybody that I've met in the media in Atlanta that I trust more than you on this. So, in all my years, so we will lean on you a little bit, and we look forward to talking to you, catching up in not too distant future.
All right, we'll see what the GHSA comes up with this weekend, and maybe circle back around and pass it along to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.